harmonious melodic sounds in the frigid with the death. And it seems like a rigid procedure, respecting other spirits as I crawl deep in the vortex. Relax, and that's when I shut my eyes until my last breath. Now from this point I know what to expect, that the being infused in the dirt that we call flesh. I evanesce and reflect on the lives that were lost in the crossfire of the war between Afghan and the US. It all began back in 2001, September 11. I'm prepping, no second guessing, to join an army to follow a month far from the slump. I always wanted to grow up and become a soldier with the big guns. Direct this cover when I'm here now, 19 years old, ready to kill for America. 10-07-01, commence operation, endure freedom. In the midst of battle, I have yet to discover a positive, justifiable reason to utterly invade another person's country. But as a soldier, a job is never to question or orders. And because of this, I keep pressing forward through the torture, resorting to warfare. With brainwashing terrorists and purpose for government, and leading up to my demise with the troubles and surprise. My thoughts gradually poured in forces that made more sense. According to statistics, over 6,500 innocents and fingers were killed due to aerial plane strikes. And the numbers on the rise, and that's including helpless lives of young adolescent children. And the venomous bullets and never still dense. And I still flinch from the fusillade of bullets fired in the trench. Dealing for repentance and forgiveness while I keep the loaded. They all clinch for the way on in. Drill sergeants by the end of the rigorous training consent. If you want mine, you should find it's consent. This is as strict as I can get. You don't want to give it rights to being friends. You don't list, cause men are all sick. Bent on mentally reprogramming and having us think that we're dying for a country and incentives. Uncle Sam wants me plus you. Keep in mind your greatest virtue is resilience. We secretly pillage the villages. The redneck killings of the population. Pretending just spilling and dripping profusely down the pillars of savagery. And the harsh treatment and grueling indoctrination had me absolutely traumatized. Eroding any residual juice of the individual is protruding from within them. They're actually building and using dehumanized truths to fight for political disputes. And with that attitude, you're bound to lose. We haven't won the war since World War II. I should have thought twice, but take my profound advice and research prior to signing with the liars that they call army recruiters. I was disillusioned when I saw how they were rude and brutal authoritarians. Imagine waking up at 4 in the morning and hopping on a bus with 60 other poor applicants, and now you're trapped in trying to balance your optimism. Not to mention you're having your head shaved. They don't want you to be you. They want us all to look and act the same, and stripping away the freedom that God gave us up. And now in essence I'm decaying, laying patiently waiting, dreaming the death before I'm 40. A deep sleep, right? It's the only good catharsis for me. Keeps me being the present, just another government test subject. So what's next? I'm upset. I confess to all of my imperfections and abandon the ego for where I'm standing. The military's the defended, and I'm the plaintiff. Man, them damn cannons and handguns in January. The question, are you mentally dismantled? It was difficult to parry. On the first of the month was the first time I ever saw a man get killed. Now I feel I'm being held for ransom. Now let's put this battle on the field to the side. That's just the tip of the iceberg. The war within the mind is the biggest one of all that we must fight first. You might find and admire my words once they're observed and printed on this tapestry of genocide. Once you found alive in a critic tear. It's 2007, and my final moments are almost over. I remember feeling the inimical flow when I held my mother and friends. I was tense and my heartbeat was slower, like I was plugged into an intravenous vaccination panel. Whatever I experienced made me extremely delirious. I was weary of the weird series of events that were about to take place. So I made way playing it safe, making preparations for if I mastered the art of dying. Before I wait without a trace, I embrace it, thankfully giving praises. But at the same time, I'm afraid of suicide in life. Yet I'm prepared for the place death takes me. So I roll the dice in spite of the clutter, like erase the courageousness. When the IED hit, almost everything went silent. And now I learned that the water I drank was powder showering in the tub of reason. When this wasn't started because some terrorists brought down the Twin Towers, the motives were to gain monetarily and use us as the scapegoat. And they know who are they? You ask the politicians that send us to fight for what they start. They speaking on behalf, even if we're unavailable to provide everyone demands to information that's unattainable. The classy tactic of propaganda, the ass backwards way of being a spellcaster. It's so disastrous, I guess I gotta see the latter stages of growth. Land hell, which is the bottom most issue before we grab death and bite it by the throat. Come closer if you want, God will greet you with an unforgettable taunt. The dawn of victory appears to be as sweet as ever burst into incompletion. I mean it, peep it even if I fail to expose the intriguing uniqueness. I still wanna prosper even if you offer my family condolences. You're wasting your time whether you know it or not. But in the end when I passed on, you know what I finally found? I finally found paradise.